Hi, I have a reservation for tonight.
And your name?
It's Nelson, Charles Nelson.
Okay, Mr. Nelson. Okay, that's a room for five and...
Excuse me? You mean a room for $5? I didn't know the special was so good.
No. According to our records, a room for five guests was booked under your name.
No. Hold on. There must be some mistake.
Okay, let's check this again. Okay, Mr. Charles C. Nelson for tonight.
Ah, there's the problem. My name is Charles Nelson, not Charles C. Nelson. You must have two guests under the same name.
Okay, let me check this again. Okay, here we are.
Yeah.
Charles Nelson, a room for one for the 19th.
Wait. It was for tonight, not tomorrow night.
I don't think we have any rooms for tonight. There's a convention going on in town, and let's see. Yeah, no rooms.
Ah, come on. You must have something. Anything.
Well, we do have some rooms under renovation with just a roll-away bed. None of the normal amenities like a TV or working shower or toilet.
Oh, man. Come on. There must be something else.
Well, let me check the computer here. Ah.
What?
There has been a cancellation for this evening. A honeymoon suite is now available.
Great, I'll take it.
But I'll have to charge you $250 for the night.
Aw, man, I should get a discount for the inconvenience.
Well, the best I can give you is a 10% discount, plus a ticket for a free continental breakfast.
Hey, isn't the breakfast free anyway?
Well, only on weekends.
I want to talk to the manager.
Wait, Mr. Nelson. I think I can give you an additional 15% discount, and I'll throw in a free room for the next time you visit us.
That'll be a long time.